Okay. Hello. I'm trying to move the mic quietly so you don't know I'm moving it because I literally do it every time. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. And then I do it. There's a lot of background noise today, but I think I'm just like, fuck it, because I want to have the door open and I live on like a motherfucking main road. So yeah, I'm super loud, but I have a gap in my schedule. So I came home. And my day literally fucking blows. I had a client 9 a.m. to 10:15, and then another client at 4:30 to 5:45. Motherfucker, that is the biggest gap ever. But then someone booked online for 1:30. So I have to be back. I have to leave here at like 12:45, get there by like 1:15. Client 1:30 and then 1:30 to 2:45, and then I'll have a gap. But I think I might go get my nails done, or I really need to go to Target because I'm getting a tattoo tomorrow. I'm so excited. I'm just getting a little froggy, and then I'm gonna talk to her because I don't know. I feel like my tattoo artist, I don't know. I don't like doing things over text. Like, I want to be like, oh, I want this and this. Like, I like to tell her about them in person, so that way, like, she gets my vision. But the froggy I'm getting tomorrow is just one off her flashy. I didn't come up with it or anything. I just think it's so fucking cute. So yeah, I love it. And yeah, I'm getting it tomorrow at 11 a.m. and I'm so excited. I booked it yesterday kind of out of nowhere. It was her birthday, and so I messaged her and I'm like, oh my god, like, happy birthday. And then I was like, I want to come see you soon. Like, she was like, oh my god, yes, please. And I'm like, you have any availability Wednesday? I mean, shit, like, what's the wait? And yeah, she was able to get me in. So I'm super excited. So anyway, I need to go to Target because I want to get her, like, a little birthday present or something. And then also, like, she just moved shops. So something for her new shop. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to find anything, like, super, like, cool on a whim like this, because she is super cool. Like, she likes, I don't know, cool weird shit that they're not gonna sell at Target. And so yeah, I'm like, maybe I can try to find something for her for like the next appointment. But since I just booked this yesterday and like I have today, I'm just gonna go to Target and probably get like a candle. You can never go wrong with a candle. Candles smell good. So probably a candle and some, like, something else, and I'll write her a little card and just be like, I love you, like, thanks for doing my tattoos, you're so awesome, happy birthday. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to record with the door open. So yeah, you are hearing a lot of road noise, but you know what, that's just how it is, that's how it be. So that, okay, hi, I love you. We're back. We're having another little fluffer because I can't talk about the boys anymore right now. And I'm feeling really good. I don't know what I posted, because I know that there was one I recorded and I was like, oh my god, I cannot post that because damn. Like, I've just been so fucking anxious, like, I would say, I guess, for, like, the past month, because I want to say, like, the past, like, since we, to pinpoint it, I guess I would say, like, since we started talking about all the boy stuff, but I don't know if that's why, because I feel like these things, like, they happen to me, like, obviously I know about them, so I don't know why, like, talking about them is harder. I feel like whenever I talk about stuff, it makes it kind of easier, because I feel like, like, wow, I can get that off my chest, and I don't know, but I've been, like, having such horrible, horrible anxiety, and, I finally feel like I'm kind of coming out of it, so that is so fucking nice, because this is, like, I would say the past year has really been my, like, main experience with anxiety. I think I talked about this a little bit on one episode, but it's, like, mostly, most of my life, like, I've just really felt the depression side of things, and that's kind of more where, like, I suffer. But I would say, like, the past year, or I guess that's what I'm saying, because in July, like, the entire month of July, I was so anxious. And then, yeah, like, now, I would say, like, the past, like, month or so, I have been, like, so anxious. I can't even tell you. Like, I don't even know. It's so intense. It's so, a lot. I don't even know what to say. But anyway, yeah, so I think I'm kind of coming out of that and I'm feeling really good. The sun has been out, so I think that's been helping a lot. And I'm getting a new tattoo tomorrow, so that always helps me love my life a little more. And then, what else is new? What else do I have to say before we get into something? I don't know. Something annoying is I have these other, someone else I know just started a podcast and I listened to it and like, it just sounds so much better than mine. And I'm just like, are you fucking joking me? I mean like the like quality, the sound, the audio. And also it's two people. So I am like, I don't know. I feel like I'm like challenging the system because I've heard people talk and they're like, you know, a podcast, is like a conversation and how are you going to do that with one person only? And you know what? I'm having a great time and I will have guests and I know that's probably what you're all fucking waiting for, but you know what? Right now I'm on my own fucking shit and I'm having a conversation with myself and I like this. You know what? Yeah, that's what. Okay. So I will have guests, but like, this is mine. I want this to be my thing and maybe no one likes it but me, but at least I like it. Like, that's the whole point of it, bitch. Like, I want you to like it too, but I also like the main thing is me because I need somewhere to release myself because I just feel like I have so many thoughts and ideas and crazy things I want to say and I just want to talk everyone's ear off, but it's like my family and my friends closest to me like just can't handle that. They don't have all the time in the world to spend with me and my brain. And you know what? You do, motherfucker. If you're here, you're here with me and my brain. That's the reason you're here. Hello. So, which I don't know. I've been thinking about that just because I feel like obviously I'm a pretty like deeply feeling person and like I don't know, I would consider myself highly sensitive, but like more like just my heart is highly sensitive. Like I don't like, I'm not super sensitive to like sounds or like anything. I don't know, like I joined a Reddit for highly sensitive people and it's like a lot of like sounds and like outer things. And I feel like I'm highly sensitive, like, inside. Like, I take a lot of things personal, and I take a lot of things, like, I don't know. I notice, like, I just feel everything so deeply. So, it's like people are having these conversations, and it's like, that's really hurtful. Like, that just feels like, people, my friends are always talking about age, and they're like, oh my god, she's so old. Like, that's so old. Like, oh my god, da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. And I'm just like, I just, like, I don't feel that way about age at all, and it like hurts my feelings whenever I hear people talking about things like that. It's like no, why are you like belittling them for being old? Like, that's not a thing. Age is not a disease. Like, getting old is not a disease. And so I just feel like 50 to me is halfway through life. Like, that is so young. Like, I just don't know how people are calling 50 like old. I'm like, no, it's fucking not, bitch. Like, my mom is like, I don't know, around that, and it's just like, I just like, she's not old to me. She doesn't seem old. So many of my clients are around that and they just don't seem like, I don't feel like that's fair to be like, oh yeah, they're old, like fuck, like I cannot imagine being that fucking old. And like, I don't know, my friends are talking about like turning 30. I'm like, oh my god, no, not the 30s. And then one of my friends is like, 30 is gonna be the best years of your life. And like, I just like, that just seems like toxic negativity and also toxic positivity. Like, it's like 30 is just more life. I don't think there's a best time of your life. Like, I think it's all like, how is that? They were talking on the podcast on We Can Do Hard Things, and it's like they're saying like, you know, stop telling college kids that like these are the best years of your life. Like, no, they're fucking not. Like, they're so stressful and shitty and horrible and you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And it's like, yeah, but also to everyone, like, I don't feel like there's any, I don't want to ever want to be past the best years of my life. Like, that sounds horrible. Why would I be past the best years and keep going? Like, that's so unmotivating. Whereas, like, if I just keep thinking, the future's always better, dude. Like, how are you gonna tell me this is the, I've lived the best. It's been the best. Like, you don't even know what tomorrow brings. Like, I don't like that. And I just feel like that hurts my feelings, because then it makes me, it doesn't hurt my feelings, it hurts my soul, because it's like, hearing everyone say all these things about, and it's about a billion things, like, not just age, literally, like, so many conversations we'll be having, I just sit and listen, because I'm like, I don't really feel like, because, like, I just want to make this deeper, I just could turn this into, like, I could just say all of this, but they're like, oh, yeah, 50, that's so old, oh, my God, like, I cannot imagine getting that old, I don't know what they're saying, they're just saying, like, a lighthearted kind of conversation, but it's affecting me deeply, just because I'm like, no, but no, like, I don't feel that way. That seems like, I don't ever want to belittle anything. I don't want to act like I know anything other than my own experience. And I'm not accusing my friends of any of this. They're literally just having a conversation, and it's not that deep to them at all. But for me, it is that deep. Everything is so deep to me. Everything that comes out of your mouth is so deep. And I don't know. I just think of it differently, and, like, yeah, I just want to express it and have this conversation of, like, no, not that. Like, what about this? And I don't know. I just, like, I don't feel like my friends, like, I don't know. Anything I'm saying, I'm not accusing my friends of anything. Like, my friends are golden. I love them. Awesome. But, like, for me, I just, like, any conversation we're having, I want to make it deep. I would love to just turn it into a deep conversation and be like, da 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 da. And I think my friends like that sometimes, but I don't know. I don't feel like anyone in my circles is deeply feeling of a person all the time as me. They can all get deep, and they're all capable, and I, like, yes, they can all do that, but I don't think they love that. I don't think they crave that the way that I do. Because we have these conversations, and I'll just sit there. I literally won't talk. I'm just like, yeah. But in my head, I'm really like, no, what the fuck? Like, what about this? What about this? What about this? Like, I have so many more ideas and thoughts, but it's like, I don't want to voice them, because I feel like that would, like, I don't know, be annoying, because it's like, they're having this conversation, and they're both kind of agreeing. It's kind of light. They're kind of on the same page. They're kind of having, like, in the box opinions about these things. And it's like, I don't want to kill that for them and just be like, no, not that, like, anything else. But I don't know. I don't want to do that. Yeah, that feels like annoying. That feels like, God, you guys got to make things deep, Brittany. I don't know. I don't think anyone has said these things to me, but I don't know why I feel these ways, but it's just how I feel. So anyway, all of this to say, that's what I really like about the podcast, because then I can come and sit here and be like, well, what about this? And what about this? And God, like, I don't know. I just have so many more things to say about that. And my friends don't feel extremely, like, set in this age thing. That was just an example. There's so many conversations about everything all the time, always. And it's like that movie. Oh my God. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I think that's what it's called. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. And that movie is just like, God, it just stabbed you in the fucking heart. Like, it's just so good, and it's just so beautiful. And I feel like it just gives such a beautiful perspective of, like, life. And, like, it's so beautiful. I love it. Oh, there's an Amazon guy in my driveway. I just saw him through the shadow, or the reflection in the window. Oh, I just heard him put the box down. Did y'all hear that? That's crazy. That was, like, so far away. I'm gonna wait till he walks back to his car. Doo-doo-doo. He's probably, like, taking a picture or something. Oh my God! I think that's my lights! Is that my lights? Ha 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 ha. I'm gonna look on Amazon, because I ordered all these, camping lights. No, that's not them. Oh, but it is something else. It's my Happy Cylinder. Thank you. But anyway. Anyway, sorry. That was so disruptive. Sorry, God. But anyway, I just feel like this is where I can come this is what I want. Because I feel like all podcasts, like, I just feel, I don't know, since everyone's like, talk about this or talk about, everyone's giving me all this shit to talk about. And it's like, no, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about my own thing. And I feel like I'm like, I have all these ideas and all these thoughts, and then I get in front of the microphone and I'm like, oh my God, like, I have nothing to say. And it's like, that's just not the case. Like, I finally feel like I'm getting back in my groove and I'm finally having more shit to say. And it's like, that's just because the best way I can put it for this is, like, how I want this podcast to go is, like, I'm a deeply feeling person, and every conversation I have so much more things I want to say, but I feel like I would be so exhausting for all the people around me if I just turned every conversation into a deeper conversation. Because I feel this way because I've seen it. Literally, my mom, my brother, my friends, everyone. It's like, I can have one deep conversation, but it's like, that's exhausting for them. It's so exhausting for people to actually feel real feelings. It's so easy to say everything that's in the box and go by our scripts that we're told, but to have deeper thoughts and feelings about everything, like, to me, that's a such more beautiful life. I love my life. I love having thoughts like this. I love thinking about everything deeper because it makes me a truer person. I have real feelings other than someone else's idea. And I'm not saying that any of these other people are lacking that. I'm just saying that they don't crave it the way that I crave it. I need it. I need to think through everything and I need to feel it all. And yeah, I just feel like the people around me don't crave it 24/7 the way that I do. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're set in a way or anything. I just feel like, because I also have all the thoughts that they do. Everything that they're saying and that they've thought, I'm like, yes, I agree with that. Like, to an extent, that's my initial reaction. But then my true reaction, deeper than my initial reaction, because my initial reaction is, like, not my true idea. And I just think that's so cool because it's like, well, I think it's weird as fuck because then I'm like, well, whose idea was this? Like, about everything, just, yeah, like, about age being a disease and, like, getting old, like, oh no, getting old, no, fuck that, that sounds horrible, I don't want to get old. And it's like, wait, but, like, why? Like, whose idea was that, that, like, getting old is so bad? Obviously, there is people, older people who suffer, and there's, like, more, like, Alzheimer's or dementia or something like that, of course, but it's, like, not everyone, like, not a lot of people. Like, there's plenty of old people fucking thriving, and, like, oh my God, dude, hold on, I have to look something up because I don't want to say it and be wrong and sound stupid. Dolly Parton is 79 years old, okay? And it's like, that bitch is popping her fucking pussy. Like, yes, ma'am. And I just think that's so cool because it's like, people think 50 is old. And then they're like, oh my God, 70, 75? Like, I want to be dead by then. Da 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 da. And it's like, bro, I want to be Dolly Parton. Like, that's just so crazy. Like, I just don't feel, I don't want to have that mindset. I'm using getting old, and my friends are not set. This has nothing to do with my friends. This is just my brain and where it's taken me from a conversation about getting older. And it's like, I just, like, I don't want to have that mindset about it because I feel like your brain is, like, what you say is what you're going to believe, and, like, how you say things, like, it's all about perspective and, like, I don't know, like, I just, your brain is so complex, and, like, you can just trick it in these ways, and it's, like, something that's so fucking interesting and mind-blowing to me is anxiety and excitement. It's the same, like, release, it's, like, the same brain, fuck, I'm sorry, it sounds so stupid saying this, but I feel it. But it's, like, your brain doesn't know how to tell the difference. You're the one who, whatever you tell your brain is what it's gonna be, because it's the same like situation, like your brain, I don't, it's the same experience in your brain. Your brain experiences the exact same things, and then it's just up to you whether you're feeling that as excitement is or anxiety. So it's like, you can literally just trick your brain, which See, bitch, I've been feeling the fucking anxiety, and there's been no shot of it being excitement. So that's not what I'm saying. But it's, like, just the fact, like, I don't know. I don't know. I just thought that was fucking crazy. And it's, like, it's just, like, I don't know. And, like, saying, like, oh, I have to go to work tomorrow sucks, obviously. But then it's, like, I get to go to work tomorrow. Like, I get to go, and I get to have all these clients, and I get to make money, and I get to get out in the world, and I have a place to be, and I have things to do. Like, I get to have this life. And I'm not saying I don't want to go to, I'm not saying I want to go to work. I'm just saying it's about perspective, and I think all of this is a lot deeper than it's like, what is that noise? Hello, I'm recording. Whatever. Anyway, but you get what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it's all about perspective, and I just want to shift my perspective to something that I actually came up with, just because I feel like we're so conditioned in our life, and so all of our first reaction to everything is not ours, because we all have the same reaction. Why do we all have the same reaction to something random? Because that's what we were taught to feel and react. That's how we were taught to be. So it's like, I just, any reaction I'm having, any initial reaction I'm having, I want to be like, I want to have a second reaction, because then it's like, the second reaction is at least mine, and maybe I'll, and that can change, and it can be a million things, but it's like, our initial reaction, the first one, is pretty much the same across the board. We all have these, and I'm calling it in the box, just because I feel like that's my best way I can describe it. And it's all of these in the box ideas, and this first initial response that we all fucking have it. So it's not our idea. And it's like, whose idea was that? Because I don't fucking know. I don't know whose idea that was. Do you know whose idea that was? No. And it wasn't ours, because we have the exact same one. And we're not the exact same person. So that's why I want to go to my second thought. Because in my second thought and your second thought are both going to be different. And you know why? Because that's not our conditioning. That's just what we really feel, or at least are thinking about. And it's like, I'm not saying your second thought has to be the conclusion and the final answer. Like, no, a second thought is just, it's the beginning of your own idea about something. And I just think that's so fucking beautiful. I love it. So, yeah, I'm just trying to have second and third and 10 thoughts about everything. And I want to do that everywhere all the time. And people around me don't, because it is a lot on my brain. But I feel like that's what I like about my life, is I like having deeper thoughts about everything. And I need it, honestly. And yeah, the people around me just don't need it. And about some things they do. Sometimes everybody gets deep, but not at the level that I want. And I was talking, I'm informed on this information because I was talking to ChatGPT, because I'm having a conversation with my mom the other day, and she's like, but like, does it always have to be this huge thing? And I'm like, yeah, it does. For me, it does. And I don't know. My biggest insecurity probably is like being a fucking burden. And I'm so scared of being a burden always to everyone everywhere. And so it's like, having these conversations, I can see my mom getting exhausted, but it's like, it's doing so much for me. I feel so good about it. And I'm like, how do you not feel good about this? And to her, it's exhausting. And like, she has so much shit on her plate. Like, she can't even begin to do this. And I just feel like, this is my plate. This is what I'm supposed to do. I am supposed to explore this and feel all of this and think about all this. And yeah, I don't want to be exhausting to everyone around me. So I'm exhausting to you, motherfucker. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And I don't know. I don't. That's a whole nother conversation. I don't know what to say about that. Anyway, that's what I want to do with this podcast, is I just want to be able to have all of my deeper thoughts and put them somewhere. And I was talking to ChatGPT because, yeah, after this conversation with my mom, I'm like, why do I feel everything so deeply, and why does no one else want to talk about this shit? And hold on, ChatGPT actually therapized me. It helped me a lot, I will say. And let's see, the chat name is struggling with emotional depth. Okay, let's see. And it's like, when you're around people who don't engage in the same way, it can feel isolating. Are you feeling misunderstood, or is it just needing deeper conversations? And I'm like, both. Like, I just feel like I'm always misunderstood because I always have way deeper feelings than what is, like, what's happening. And it's like, I don't know. And I just feel like, and then ChatGPT is like, are they unwilling or do they just not have the capacity? And it's like, I don't think they have the capacity. Everyone else has so much other shit on their plate that they have to do that they don't have time to sit here and think about this. And it's like, that's what's priority to me. Let me see what else. Sorry, we talked a lot. Oh, fuck. Sorry. There's so much. And it's like, so much of this is like too personal to share because I don't want anyone who I'm talking about to be hearing this. So. And then it's like, oh, so would you feel better if they made more of an effort or do you want to find other people? And it's like, I want to find other people because I don't want to, make my friends feel these things if they don't want to. Like, I don't want to make everything deeper because that's not interesting to them. That's not where we connect. And it's like, we get deep sometimes if I need to have a conversation with them, but it's like, a lot of this I don't need. Like, the age thing, obviously, like, I don't need to have this conversation with them. I want to. I would love to, because I have so many thoughts about this. And I think if we can all change our idea about getting older, then we would be so much freer. And it wouldn't, like, there wouldn't be, like, a negative connotation around it. But anyway, so I was like, I just want to meet more people who, like, also want to feel everything to the core. And so they told me to go in Facebook groups or like philosophy discussions or spiritual and mindfulness communities, like yoga studios and meditation groups. That is my jam. I would love to do that. Volunteering, online communities, open mic night. And I don't know. I'm just like, I just feel like yes to all of that. I want to do that. I love that. I just feel like that's so beautiful. Like, I want all of that. But at the same time, like, I'm a busy girl. I don't have time to do all this fucking shit. So I joined some Reddit groups. I didn't look on Facebook yet, but I want to go to a yoga class and do some meditation. And yeah, ChatGPT also told me to journal. And I'm like, okay, well, like, cool, but like, I'm a busy fucking bitch. And I don't know. I hold my pencil weird and it makes my hand cramp after a while. And so after like a page. So, and I work with tweezers in my hands all fucking day. So, I don't really want to come home and write more. The journaling thing, I like it sometimes. And I like to have record of my life. Like, I like to do a short something. I like to journal a little bit, but I don't want to journal out all of this. Like, imagine if I just wrote all of this. I've been talking for 30 fucking minutes. And it's like, to write everything I just said would be like a fucking novel already. And I've kind of said like 4 main points. Like, I feel like I've got a little bit out. But anyway, ChatGPT told me to journal. And I feel like this is my journal. It says creative outlets. And this is my creative outlet. Online communities. Guess what? This is an online community, motherfucker. Listening to inspiring content. Mindfulness and meditation. Volunteering or charity work. And that's beautiful. I love all of this. I love those ideas. I love everything about that. And I want to do all these things. But for a weekly practice, I have this. And I think this, sometimes it feels a little stressful, especially the boy stuff, because I'm like having to talk about this shit. And it's like, that's where this starts to feel less fun for me, because I'm like, I have an itinerary, like I have shit I need to say that will be appealing to the people. And it's like, I want to appeal to the people. That would be great. But at the same time, like, I'm doing this to appeal to myself. I'm doing this so I can, this is my outlet. I want this to be, I want to feel better after I do this. I don't want to feel stressed, because it's like the boys stuff, I do think it's interesting, and I do really, really think it's so important to share my experiences for so many reasons. I won't get into that in a minute, but it's like, I don't know, like, if I'm putting stress on what do I talk about, like, what's going to be good content, and it's like, I don't want to do that because right now this feels so good. This is so good for me. My brain feels fucking awesome. I feel like I love life and life is just so beautiful. And I just feel like I'm going to be in such a great mood for the rest of the day and the rest of my life. No, for the rest of the day at least though. Because I got to do this my way. This is my way. This is what I want to talk about. This is what I want to say. I'm not trying to appeal to an audience. I'm trying to just like, this just is what feels good to me. And that's what I want. That's really what I want. And I would love it if it was a both, if it's appealing to you as well. But my main is, this is my creative outlet. This is my journal. This is my peace. This is what's for me. This is where I get to talk about everything that I can't talk about with everyone around me. And I love everyone around me. I think my circle is fucking awesome. All my circles everywhere. And everyone in my life is great. And yeah, I just like some of these things I just don't. And it's like the age thing. Literally, I sat through that in real life. This is how it happened. They're talking about this and I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow. And I'm painting. We made little cute memory boxes. It was so much fucking fun on International Women's Day. It was so beautiful. Happy International Women's Day of your fucking moment. I love you. And it was so cute. We were so crafty girls and it was awesome and I had so much fun. And yeah, so they're having this conversation and I'm just like, yeah, wow, like painting my box. But in my head, I'm like, what? What? No! No! Like, no! I love getting old. I love being older every day. I love living more life every day, every minute. Like, I just, I love it. I love it here. I love it here. And yeah, I just want to keep doing my fucking thing all the time. And it's awesome. But anyway, I want to go back. Hold on. Okay, sorry, I had to pause real quick. My mom was walking outside. But I want to go back because, okay, well, fuck. Oh, fuck, I have so many, I don't know where to start. Okay, but, okay, so all the boy stuff I'm talking about, and I just think that I am so glad that I have started talking about this. I hate it, and it sucks talking about it, and I hate that, like, boys were such a huge part of my life for so long, and like there's so many boys, and I'm only mentioning the like shitty ones that have left an impact and like a few good ones, but it was like all about the impact. And I don't know, I just feel like it's important to share these things because it's so validating for me to just get my story out there and just be like, yep, this is what happened to me. And it's really scary because I'm like, oh my God, like whenever these boys hear this, like they're probably going to deny it or they're probably going to say like, oh, like that's not what happened. Da, 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 da. And that's like kind of the main thing that keeps people from sharing their stories is like, it's my word against yours. And I just like, that's just so crazy to me because I'm in the subreddit and I call Abby from my stories I've been telling this girl I was friends with in middle school. And I just text her out of nowhere. I haven't talked to her in probably like since middle school maybe. So what is that like? 8-ish years ago, I think I want to say. And like we went to high school together and like we saw each other around, but we did not talk at all in high school. Yeah, we did not talk. I think I saw her at the fair a few years ago and we like, she was holding the door for the bathroom and I was walking in and I was like, oh, hey. And it was a little weird, but it wasn't like beef. But anyway, I just texted her and I was like, hey, can I call you? Just because I was recording and I was like, you know, what about this? What about this? What about this? And we talked for like 2.5 hours. And it was really crazy. It was really fucking crazy. And I just like, I don't know. It was so weird and it was so validating and it was so cool and it was Oh, and she called me a bitch. She goes, I just have to say you were a bitch in middle school. And I was like, ow. But I was also like, from my perspective, at the time, like, I think you were too. But then we got to talking, and she said that, like, probably within the first, like, 5 minutes. And I was like, damn. But we got to talking, and we talked for 2.5 hours, and we ended on a really good note. And we were just like, wow, like, I just never saw it like this. And she had never, like, reflected on any of that. She just kind of blocked it out. But reflecting on it, she hadn't done that until this phone call. And so we were able to both go back and kind of, like, look at things differently and see how things played out. And, like, there was a few things. Like, my friend's brother unbuttoning my shirt in my sleep, she brought that up. And she was like, oh, my God, yeah, I remember that. Like, I remember you told me about that. And I'm like, what? That's real? Like, obviously, I know it's real. I remember it happening. But I'm just like, no, like, there's no way. Like, my brain just, like, can't make sense of it. I'm just like, maybe it didn't happen. Like, maybe that's not what happened. Like, da-da-da-da. But then the fact that, like, she remembers that. And I haven't talked to this girl in years and years. And it's like, she remembers that from, like, the present moment. Like, I told her when it happened. And that's crazy. And, like, some of the other things that I said, like, she just remembered them and knew about them. And, like, I don't know, like, we were just, like, it was so interesting talking about, like, our perspectives and stuff. And, like, it was just, like, it was so beautiful. And, like, I don't know, it was just crazy. And, I don't know, like, she shared some things with me that obviously I won't share, here, but I don't know. I just think it's such an interesting thing. And you know what? That is reconnection. Reconnecting, motherfucker. And I've been telling y'all I've been reconnecting. And that was not when I was expecting to reconnect. I don't know, like, what brought me to call her. I was just like, I just want to call her. Like, so many of these guys, like, so many of this, like, beginning boys of my life at this young age, like, she was my best friend at the time, like, and then she was my enemy at this time. And, like, I don't know, like, it's just crazy to think of, like, each other's perspectives and stuff. Oh my God, you guys. Oh my God. I just realized I didn't post last week. Oh my fuck. I was just sitting here recording this, and I'm like, wait, like, I don't remember, like, making the description. What? I can't believe that. I did not post last week. Oh my God, I want to cry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I recorded last week and I got it all figured out, but, like, what happened? Why did I not post it? Oh, wait. Oh no, I just didn't click publish. Oh no, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to do it right now while I'm recording this. Oh my God, I'm so upset. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna post right now. Oh my God. Oh no, I'm so sad. I can't believe I didn't post. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Damn it. I can't believe that. I never pushed post. It literally, I, like, uploaded everything to this website and then I just didn't click because I have to save it and then publish it because I was just sitting. And I remember I called her, like, in the middle of while I was recording. And, dude, no. I'm so sorry I didn't post. Fuck, I just now realized that. Okay, it's posted now. I'm posting on a fucking Tuesday, and I'm posting this tomorrow. Damn it, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I can't believe I didn't fucking post. I'm so pissed off right now. Like, I think it's because I was on the phone with her. Because I recorded it, and then I, like, called her, oh my God, I don't even know. I think I called her in, like, the middle of it or something. And oh, that makes me so sad. I'm so sorry. Damn. I don't know what happened. Because why did I, like, public, like, I think I, like, went to do it all and then I just didn't click publish. Like, maybe that's when I called her or something. I don't know. Now I'm trying to think. Did I, like, record more after I talked to her? I don't know what happened. No, I'm so sorry. Oh, I can't believe I didn't post. I was wondering because I was like, damn it. I can't believe that. I'm so sad. But you know what? It's posted now. That's all I can do. Post now and pray, baby. No. Damn, I'm really upset about that, actually. But anyway, it's posted now. Wow, I'm so sad about that. But whatever. Okay, it's posted. And then I'm going to post this. I'm glad I caught that right now. I mean, it's the day before, so I would have caught it tomorrow. But fuck, like, damn it. How did that happen? But yeah, I called her and we talked on the phone. And then we got off the phone. And then we called again because she had a meeting. And then, dude, I don't know what happened. I don't remember. I'm so sorry. Fuck. Wow. Well, anyway, I'm so upset. Anyway, reconnecting. It was refreshing talking to her. I think she felt mutual, and she did go back on calling me a bitch later in it. She was like, I know I said that. Like, I was like, I never thought of anything like this or anything like that. And so, yeah, I think she felt differently by the end of that. But I mean, no, I'm not like trying to, I was a bitch to her and she was a bitch to me. Like, that is just like, that's just facts. And I don't really think we can be like, oh no, you weren't a bitch. Like, we were bitches to each other. And I don't think there's really like, yeah, there's no going back and recreating the past, but if we both just acknowledge and, like, yeah, maybe there's reasons for everything. And so, yeah, if I was ever a bitch to anyone I was ever a bitch to, I'm not saying, like, I wasn't wrong. Obviously, I was wrong in being a fucking cunt, but I don't know, like, I just feel like it's different now, at least for me. Knowing myself now and looking back on myself then and realizing that all I wanted was a man's attention and needed the validation so hard that it was like, it didn't matter like who I hurt in the midst of it, as long as I got that, because that's what I needed to survive. Literally, I was surviving. And yeah, whenever you're just surviving life, it's messy. And you are kind of a mess, and you probably fucked up things. I did. And then, yeah, now it's like, I know I'm not a bad person. I know that these things are not who I am. I know that needing validation from men didn't work for me, won't work for me, and will never work for me. So now I don't do that anymore. And guess what? My behavior, in the way I treat other people, everyone, everywhere, all the time, is a lot different and a lot healthier, and I'm just a lot healthier. And the more that you work on yourself, I think the better you are in the world, and the better you love, and the better you are in relationship with, and everything like that. I'm so upset that I forgot to post. Like, that's really throwing me off. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm sorry to myself. I can't believe I didn't post that. But at the same time, I recorded it, I uploaded it, I just didn't click publish. So it's like, ew. But I mean, it's like, I'm sorry to the listener. What if someone was waiting for that episode and it never came? You know what? Is anyone out there? I'm like, was someone waiting on that episode? I don't know. But if you were, now it's there. And it is really fucking heavy. And that episode was hard to make. Whatever. But anyway, me and Abby, we had a great conversation, and I'm really thankful that she was open to discussion. And it's not like, I'm not apologizing, I'm not going back on whatever, that's not what the conversation was. I was saying like, oh, hey, like, do you remember this? And we were just talking about stuff, and I was just like, dude, like, I just think, at that point in my life, I needed the male validation. I was just surviving for that. That was the only thing getting me through. Like, whatever. Oh my god, that fucking stupid fucking chicken. Damn, bitch. Oh my god. Fuck, get away. They're like right by the fence. Get away from me. Oh my god, they're so annoying. Whatever. Anyway, so yeah, we'll probably be talking again. We talked one, like, she said about my Snapchat story, and I was like, oh my god. Like, wow, this is so crazy. And I'm not saying we're best friends. I'm not, like, I don't know. I don't have an expected outcome. I don't have an expectation from this. I am completely satisfied because the fact that she took my phone call and that we were able to have a conversation, and it worked out perfectly because she was driving home, like 4 hours. And so, yeah, she was like, this is, like, perfect time for me to talk. And I'm like, that's so crazy. Like, it's my day off. I'm literally just sitting here. And I was, like, just going to call to see if, like, at some point you would want to talk or could meet up or something. And it ended up just working out right in the moment. So that feels cool. It's like, you know, maybe this was meant to happen. And, like, I don't know what really brought me to call her, but I'm glad I did. And I'm glad she, like, answered and was open to it. And, yeah. Yeah, I'm really grateful for that and that kind of reconnection because, yeah, we haven't talked in, like, 7 or 8 years, I think. And anyway, on the note of reconnecting, we're taking a dark turn because, you know, I made that episode about reconnecting and I'm like, oh, I'm feeling so good. I love reconnecting, blah, blah, blah. And I have, like, a list of people that I would want to reconnect with. Currently, and there was like 4 to 5 people on that list, and one of them was like kind of a friend group that I left. But in this moment, I only plan on reconnecting with one of them, and then we'll see how that goes, and like maybe we'll go further. And then also, like, my most recent, I guess, like, falling out was like right after my birthday. My birthdays are a big deal to me, and yeah, I feel like you really find out. I feel like that's like a new year's, like, my birthday is like a new year, and I'm reevaluating my life and just kind of a time to reflect and like check on my friends and check on my relationships and just, I don't know, see what's working and see what isn't. So yeah, after my birthday, I had a falling out with kind of two people, and one of them, it was like kind of a surprise to me. Like, I didn't really realize, like, I don't know, I didn't expect that at all because we had just been getting so close and it was so, so good before it, like, fell the fuck apart. And, like, I feel like we were just uphill. Like, our relationship was not at a resting phase. Like, we were just getting closer and closer. And, like, I don't know, I feel like this person was kind of a deeply feeling person too, to an extent. But yeah, then we had a little falling out after my birthday. And so after I made my reconnecting episode, I was like, this is crazy, but like, I just feel like I want to reconnect with this person just because, like, I can't believe, like, we're not friends. Like, that's just so weird. And so I reached out to this person and I was just like, hey, like, could we talk? Like, I want to talk soon. And they said, about what? And at that point, I kind of had lowered my expectation because I was like, oh, like, what do you mean about what? What do you think I want to talk about? My fucking day? Like, no, bitch. We haven't talked in months. I want to talk about us. But whatever. I'm being a little petty because, you know, my feelings are a little hurt, I guess. And yeah, I just said us. And then the next day, or I don't know, some point, let me look. I guess I can just look because it's so fucking recent. Oh yeah, so the next day it was a Wednesday, I was off. And this person was also off on a Wednesday. I have their location still. And so I was out at a little, like, lounge. And I just messaged and I was like, hey, like, I'm here. If you want to come meet, we can talk, like, whatever. And I, like, expected this person to come. Instead, I got no response at all. Nothing. And that was weird because, like, I was not expecting that. Like, I don't know. I would consider myself, like, half surprised and half not, just because whenever we did have our falling out, like, it was kind of abrupt, really abrupt. And, like, I don't know, like, I was very shocked about, like, if it happened to me right now, I will say I would handle it differently. But I think that's growth. I think everyone should always feel that way. 5 minutes ago, I would handle a situation differently than I would now. However, I don't think that this person feels that way for themselves. So with how the situation was handled, them not responding to my text is like, doesn't surprise me from there, but it surprises me just because I felt like I said our relationship was just growing and growing and growing, and it was like so, so good. We were getting so super close. So like up to that point, that is what surprises me about like still not wanting to reconnect, just because I feel like, I don't know, like, I felt like I saw a different version of this person, like, kind of out of nowhere, and I just thought, like, you know, maybe, like, it was just, like, a fluke, and, like, now that we've had some time, because now it's February, it's March now, but it was February when I texted them, and so from, we'll say August, because it was right after my birthday, and, like, my birthday is July 18th, so it was kind of after that, kind of beginning of August, but, like, kind of cleared out after that. So I feel like we've had time, I have had time, to step back from the situation, feel all my feelings, self-reflect, see what I could do differently, think about things differently, and then step in the other person's shoes, see their perspective, see their side, see what I think they might be feeling. Obviously, I don't know, because we weren't able to have a conversation about it. But I feel like I was able to really open my eyes and, like, kind of see it all. And I'm like, you know what? I just feel like this was just, like, such a shock and, like, such a weird, like, it happened so fast. Like, I don't even really know what happened. Like, well, I know what happened, but, like, I don't know. I just was like, that just seems weird. Like, it just didn't feel right to me that, like, me and this person, like, we were so fucking close. We were getting so close. And then just, like, kind of out of nowhere, like, it just stopped and, like, blew up. So, but this is complicated. So, I still see this person because they work with my friends and they live with my friends. And I'm always at my friend's house. So, it's like I'm constantly seeing this person whenever I go to my friend's house. So, weird. this is a lot, like, this may be, like, TMI because I'm sharing so much of this, but, I mean, at the same time, I'm just sharing my experience, and if you're not my friends in this group who live with this person, you don't know who I'm talking about. But, I don't know. I was just like, anyway, rejection. And I will say that I'm half surprised and half not. Because, yeah, I'm surprised because of how close we were getting, but I'm not surprised because of how the falling out was handled. But, yeah, I guess I'm dealing with this rejection because, yeah, no response after, because I said I wanted to talk, and I said I wanted to talk about us. But yeah, whenever they were like, what do you want to talk about? Like, I feel like that was kind of like, oh, like, oh, we're still playing this game. Like, what do you think I want to talk about? You know? But I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna try. Like, maybe I'm just being a fucking bitch. Like, maybe they really don't know what I want to talk to them about. So yeah, then I say us, and then yeah, whatever. Anyway, Jeez.
Yeah. And so since then, I'm like, okay, well, out of the people that I do want to reconnect with, like, the main person, there's, like, mainly one person who I'm, like, I really want to reconnect with. I feel like this person was kind of, like, a mentor to me and, like, taught me a lot about life and, like, myself. But I feel like there was a little bit of a power dynamic. And I think that was, like, I don't know. I just think the relationship we had for the time had run its course. And I just feel like now at this point, if I were to re-enter this, there would not be a power dynamic. There would not be any sort of, like, yeah, dynamic like that. It would just be, like, a complete restart. And I think that this person would be up to this. Possibly not, obviously. You know, I don't know. But I feel like that is the main person I want to reconnect with. And so, I'm still going to try. I don't know when. I've been a little bit busy. But I feel like that is, like, my main reconnecting focus. And then this other person, who shall not be named. I'm just joking. But, I don't know. Like, I kind of knew it would be, like, it felt a little risky trying to reconnect with them just because, yeah, of how everything was handled. I was like, I mean, I could see them not being open to it, but I feel like they will just because we were getting so close. So, like, that one, I'm not letting that discourage me, like, and it doesn't really feel like a rejection. Like, it really just feels like, I feel like I want to say this because I think it's important, but I don't want to say this because it sounds petty and like I'm just being a fucking bitch. But I feel like whenever you're looking at your friends, I think there's different levels of friends. And I think some are kind of surface level, you know, you go out, you drink, you party, whatever. And then there's a little bit deeper where it's like, you know, maybe you have a few deep conversations here and there, but like really pretty light, pretty surface level, pretty like chill. And then you have friends who you can be honest with always, and you know, it can always be a deep conversation if it's needed. And it's honest. It's like if you're acting like a like crazy or something in that in a way that I don't agree with, if we're this close of friends, I'm gonna tell you that I don't agree with this. And those are like good, true, honest, real friends. I love those. Those are hard to find. I think people who you can really be honest and disagree with, and voice your disagreement, I think that is rare and hard to find. And I think a lot of people just want to be surface level, for the majority of their relationship. And I'm confused because I felt like this person, like, before we were pretty surface level, but after this, like, we were getting pretty deep. Like, I don't know. But I just feel like since this situation, like, who I have, the relationships, okay, since the falling out, I look at the people that this person has surrounded themselves with. And I was also in a relationship with a few of these people, and all the relationships I had with the other people were pretty, like, lighthearted and surface level. So, I don't know. I'm like, maybe that's it. Like, maybe this person just doesn't really like getting that deep, doesn't really like having honest, and like, doesn't really want to be held accountable. Because I, in my friendships, I want to be held accountable. I think that's kind of the difference. It's like, yeah, if you disagree with something I'm doing and I'm doing something wrong, I definitely want you to tell me. And so maybe, like, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe that's why they didn't want to reconnect. Just because, like, they don't want to, like, yeah. I don't know how else to word it. Be held accountable. And hold me accountable, too. I think if confrontation is hard for you, it's hard both ways. And I don't know. I just feel like I'm trying to get so far away from that. So I'm really pushing for the opposite of that in my relationships that I'm in. God, the fucking chickens. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I'm half surprised and half unsurprised. Because
yeah, I feel like I saw different versions of this person, and some of them were deep and some of them were surface. And that's fine. And I'm just not interested in having, I have a limit on how many surface level friends I can have. And I don't know. I feel like, you know, that it's like a coworker, like a regular, obviously you can have your coworker best friend, but like a regular coworker, it's like, you know, it's surface level. You're really not talking about anything too personal. You're really not talking about anything too deep. And like, that's how I feel with all my coworkers. Although we're all hanging out outside of work this weekend. We're going to an escape room. I'm so excited. I think we're going to get deeper and I'm really excited about that. But I guess that's the best way I can kind of describe this relationship. This type of friendship is like, yeah, how you are with your coworkers, you know, like it's pretty surface level. You're really not getting personal. It's really not that crazy. Yeah, but fuck, Oliver's barking. Okay, I shut the door. It's so much quieter in here, but it's so dark now and I'm not getting crazy sunlight. Anyway, all of this to say, I still believe in reconnecting. I did get rejected, and I am sad that that was my first experience in reconnecting, but also then I reconnected with someone I haven't talked to in years who I think has valid reason to not be open to reconnecting. And, you know, we called each other bitches, and we got right through it, and it was perfectly fine, and I just think that kind of shows growth, and that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in, yeah, relationships that will grow, not just be at a resting state. God, that was a lot. We talked about a lot of fucking shit throughout this, and I gotta go back to work in a minute. Anyway, I love you. I love this. I love everything. And I think I have a lot of ideas that I threw out here in this. I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your opinions. Oh, fuck. You know what? I'm giving you my Finsta account. Is that allowed? Like, I feel like that's allowed. If you have something to say, DM my Finsta account, okay? It's on Instagram. A Finsta is a fake Instagram. And my account username is Britters552. So, BRITTERS552. And yeah, if you look there for me, I'll be there. Request to send, you might have to request because I am private, but request to send a DM if you have something to say. I want to know what you have to say. God, I need to get on that Instagram. I haven't been on there in a while. I'm pretty sure the profile picture is like me like chugging a bottle of something and I'm like waterfalling it at a music festival. It's so fun. Okay, anyway, I have to go to work. I love you. This was a lot, but this was supposed to be like a fluffer, a lighthearted. So yeah, you know, I did what I can. Okay. I love you. I'm so sorry I forgot to post. I won't do that. I'm not going to say I won't do that again because honestly, it was such an honest mistake. I didn't know that I did that. But I'm going to try not to do that. I'm really going to try to like make sure I post. So I love you. Goodbye.